Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. Going to be off tomorrow just because I was supposed to be off all week. So I just took one day.
It's like, yeah, it'll make up for it.
To lick my wounds. Trying to find the closest thing to Colorado here. We went down to Chili Max today, down at like 4th and Pine, and Rach was kind enough to drive, and it is like a Six Flags ride driving downtown. I mean, between the pedestrians that just dart out in front of you, people going on the wrong way on one-way streets, people just stopping, doing U-turns, it really feels like, you know, it was Injun Joe's Cave when I was a kid. Then it turned into the Scooby-Doo ride, then something else. But the one where you're just going through, and I think now they have little laser guns you can shoot at the things. It just, it's nuts.
It's Grand Theft Auto, man.
Yeah.
People just doing what they want.
It's the Simpsons game.
Just doing what they want.
And it's funny because while we're driving, it's like, get out of the street. What are these people doing? And then as soon as we get out of the car, we're the ones jaywalking and getting in everyone's way.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know that anybody ever has to stop for us, though. We have
That's
some awareness.
True. We walk briskly.
Yeah.
Wait, you're not like that guy who dances in the middle of the intersection?
No. No.
We got one of those. Guy? I haven't seen that guy.
I haven't either.
Yeah, he's on, what would it be, Tucker.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him.
Yep. Right at Tucker before... Market, I think.
Gotcha.
Maybe at Market.
I usually go the other way.
He's a dancing fool.
He is a dancing fool.
Getting after it.
Remember the one guy that was so aggressive with the panhandling and ended up getting hit by a car? Remember that?
Was he the guy that would pull on your door handles?
Yes.
Yeah, because I had to lock my door. Like, I'm always like on the lookout. My head's on a swivel for that guy.
Rach, I need to out you on something cute.
Uh-oh.
So we went to Chili Max and... Wheels and Rach and I each had the junior slinger, and I had about half of mine. She had all of hers, which she sort of shamed me for.
She's like, I beat
you. And then as we walked out, she goes, next time I'm going to eat the full slinger.
I think
if I can do it.
I think the only difference is just one less burger patty. I think.
I could totally eat another burger patty.
Or maybe it's another egg too. I don't remember.
Yeah.
All right. So
I did the bigger one and I could not, I didn't finish it. So I've been going with the little guy lately.
It's potato.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Burger patty, egg, chili.
Cheese. And an onions for those that partake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And two pieces of
and toast.
Toast.
Yes, and toast.
Oh,
and
wow.
It is. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Is the toast on the side?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, but I put it on the whole thing.
Yeah.
That makes
like
a little sandwich.
I was listening to you guys driving in and your story of leaving early at the baseball game.
Well, I'm stupid.
I thought I was the king of that. Like, I made Nick leave the Rush concert before the Neil Peart drum solo.
Oh.
I made Phoebe leave Shrek at the Fabulous Fox halfway through, and she always wondered why Shrek never like completed his task.
Very avant-garde story.
And when she was about 15, we told the story about Nick and the Rush concert, and she's like, wait a second, did we leave early? I'm like, she goes, I wondered why we were the only people leaving and why you bought me three things at the kiosk. And I'm like, yeah, that's
awesome.
You left when Shrek was at his lowest, and she's like, man, that is dark.
It did. They were. I could feel they're about to break for intermission. I'm like, well, that's a story. That was pretty amazing.
When was it the three of us went to the game, or was it a KMOX game, and I left in the middle of a no-hitter, and I was like stunned.
Yes.
Like, what did I just do? How did I not know there was a no-hitter going on? It's because we were doing all the schmoozing stuff.
Was that before or after that Kevin got out of the car to yell at the bus driver?
No, that was a different day.
Different day.
Yeah, different
day. That was
a
different day?
Yelled at the bus driver who was parked letting people in.
Yeah.
But he was not in the correct lane for it.
No, he didn't have any signals on. There was nothing. I didn't know what he was doing. And I got stuck behind him and I was mad.
The one and only time we've ridden with him, I really thought I was going to get in a fight that I was going to lose because he hadn't really even pulled out of his spot. And there was a truck hauling like 50-foot long metal pipes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to fight the guy who's driving a truck downtown with 50-foot metal pipes. And I thought for sure he was going to go at him.
Yeah.
He was so pissed.
Yeah,
You screamed, get out of the way, jackass, out the window.
Screams a bit much.
Shouted,
maybe.
Yeah.
There's no difference between shouted and
screaming. No, there's a huge difference between shouting and screaming.
Only to you.
Yeah.
Not to the guy you're yelling at.
There are levels of loud noises.
Not to the guy you're shouting at. Who's just trying to haul his pipes.
More good stuff you guys are doing. Can you kind of fill the people in who may not have heard it on your show about what you're doing with the 618 stuff?
Oh, we had a 618 tournament because June 18th is 618 day.
Because we have the 314 day.
We have 314 day.
St. Louis
Day. Very
day.
Clever. And really good submissions.
Yeah, we had a good 64 field tournament. We're down to 16 now.
Yep.
Did completely unsafe carnivals.
Oh, it got beat. Totally,
my favorite.
Totally unsafe carnivals. I forgot who they lost to.
And the Menard Correctional Facility lost.
Menard Correctional Facility lost today to. Yeah. Was it
the Great River Road though?
Great River Road won.
And you called it the Piazza Bird. This is him right here.
It was like the Piazza
Bird.
Oh, that is the Piazza Bird. Oh my gosh. There. I never noticed that.
Yep.
Did you steal that from me? I said Piazza Bird in the office and you all got mad at me.
No, I messed up.
My favorite was being scared of St. Louis.
Yeah.
That one's good.
Yeah, that one lost today.
Complaining being about scared. Chicago lost.
Complaining about Chicago lost today.
Really?
To Granite City Steel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Granite City Steel is advanced as a 9 seed.
I will say, I love the 618 area. It's my area. I live over there. I live in Alton. But it made me realize that to come up with 64 things for the area.
There ain't a whole lot of them.
You guys had like 8 different ferries.
I'm surprised you didn't make it as a category.
I could have been one.
Andrew pretending to be drunk at Casey's.
Andrew driving in the left lane.
The Belleville News Democrat and the
Alton Telegraph.
Alton Telegraph, yeah.
But they were pitted against each other in the first round.
And the Telegraph won, of course.
No, they didn't.
The Belleville News Democrat. We also pitted SIUE against SAUC.
How'd that go?
SIUE won.
Yeah. Is SIUC 618?
Yeah.
It is? Wow, that's a big area.
SIUC it's all the way down south.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Also added to the tournament was the 730 area code, because that's also now in the 618.
Oh.
Started last year.
Didn't know that.
We're aggressively expanding.
Yep.
We're doing aggressive buyouts and takeovers of the surrounding
areas. I remember when the 636 became a thing.
You guys are lucky we're afraid to come over here.
Well, I mean, I love Missouri. but when 636 became a thing, that was such a big deal. Like, oh my God, we got a new area code. My grandma got it, and it was, wow, grandma's got a new area code.
Grandma's got a new
area code. Wow.
Things are
really going well for Southern Illinois.
That's grandma's moving on up.
That's right.
Like the worst dirty movie of all time.
My favorite blues song, Grandma's Got a Brand New Area Code.
Ew. I don't like that. Yeah, so we're doing the Twitter. It's a Twitter thing, so you have to go to our Twitter account and you can
when's it
you
wrap
can vote.
Up?
Is it Tuesday?
I think so.
Because we're doing a round per day, so we're down to the Sweet 16, which is right now.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah, Corn beat Casino Queen.
It did.
Corn
beat soy.
Andrew stuffed the ballot box.
Corn beat the soybean.
Yeah.
Andrew's just voting over and over.
Corn!
Stuffed it with corn. I got a bunch of dummy accounts.
I can't believe the Brooks ketchup bottle won barely over the Belleville News Democrat today.
What's the ketchup bottle?
That the Brooks so in Collinsville?
I hate that stupid thing.
You do?
Yes.
I don't know that I've seen this.
It's a blight. It's an eyesore. It's a big, stupid bottle of ketchup.
It's a water tower.
Oh,
people who don't live in that area code, like you guys, all think that it's the best thing in the whole. Like, St. Louis people think it's awesome.
I'm a 618
boy.
Yeah,
me too.
I am too.
Liked it. You like it?
Oh.
I used to make when we would go to St. Clair Square, which also lost, when we used to go there, I would make them drive, was it 157 or 159?
Yeah,
157. I would make them go that way
press
so that we could.
Press your face against the window.
Because here comes the ketchup bottle.
It's an eyesore. Well, you don't need to press your face against the glass, Chris.
Yes, you do.
Huge.
It was almost
That's
as exciting
point.
To me as the Piazza Bird.
The Piazza.
No, and we had a tie today. Raging Rivers was tied with Worldwide Technology Raceway, which beat out Fairmont Park.
Mm-hmm.
And Raging Rivers won.
Wow. Nice.
Your alma mater.
Awesome.
Did you know she was a Raging Rivers girl?
Yeah, I did. I said that. I was like, Rachel Zimmerman used to work there. They're like, really? I'm like, I think so. Or she went there.
I've been there before.
One or the other.
And Andrew got turned down in spite of his six-pack.
I did. I got aggressively...
How do you get turned down to work at Raging Rivers?
Well, I told them I went in there with my buddy Jake, and we interviewed together at, like, the Step Brothers, like John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell in that movie. And so I think...
Bam.
I think that probably hurt our chances a little bit.
Did he get in?
No, he didn't.
Neither of you did.
That would have hurt.
That would have really hurt.
Yeah. We'll take him, but
yeah.
You?
Just think how your life could have been different.
Oh, I know.
You mean Rachel had, years earlier?
I would have had tens more dollars that summer.
What do you think the PP quotient is at Raging Rivers?
Oh, I'm saying it's high.
Yeah.
It's high. I've been there
probably
enough times.
Equal to chlorine.
I've contributed enough times that's it's high.
Oh, Andrew.
I'm kidding.
Is that because you didn't get the
You're
job?
You're not kidding.
No, I'm kidding. I can't. No,
He's
I can't do
kidding.
It because I'm scared of getting like infections and stuff. I was telling my wife that there's that old urban legend. We went swimming at the lake last weekend, and I was telling her that there's that old urban legend that I think is maybe not even an urban legend, that there are parasites that if you
in the Amazon, not yeah. Raging Rivers.
Yeah, they're in the Amazon.
They're not in the Lazy
they're
River.
They're not in Missouri.
I don't know. I'm just saying that lake doesn't look super clean. No,
just, I'm on Andrew's
side. Do you think
side.
It only happens if you use the bathroom in the lake?
Yeah, if yeah. you like.
No, that's what happens in the Amazon if you do that, yeah.
If okay. you like widen the tubes, yeah. so to speak.
Widen the tubes.
It's not just that but me. It's also, I think that they're drawn to.
That upset my dad. He's been dead since 2002.
Well, you're not supposed to pee in the Dead Sea because it will hurt.
Because of the salt.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing, I'm guessing.
That's the only reason I had not to pee in the Dead Sea.
Well, you can mark that off your bucket list.
I was going to say, scratch that off the bucket.
I saw a dude yesterday wearing a shirt that says, I pee in pools. And the next one should be, I pee in the Dead Sea.
That would hurt.
Anti-Semitic.
And then in lowercase,
all right, everyone close your eyes. By a show of hands, who has peed in the pool?
Oh, by oh, coming.
I have before.
I mean, when yeah. I was when you're a kid, who hasn't?
Yeah. Never? When I was a kid.
No. Not once?
I'm scared to pee in the ocean.
Yeah, same that's reasons? Way more dangerous.
It just feels wrong. Because you're not supposed to just pee everywhere. I could pee in the woods.
Says the runner who's like, oh, race time, better go.
Let me take that back. I don't like peeing underwater, I guess. Because okay. I'll pee anywhere in the woods.
The worst is when you're on a float trip. And you have to pee in the river. And as a woman, like, everyone knows what you're doing because you're, like, crouching in the water. And it's like, just give me a second.
Well, the
here.
Same in the pool. When anytime a man is hugging the side of the pool, like, when he just sort of nonchalantly goes, like, you know what? I'm going to go check out the side of the pool.
Anytime a man just freezes in place like this for a few seconds.
Come over here.
If he hasn't moved in 30 seconds.
You would just see me, like, why is Amy getting out of the pool and crouching behind the bushes? I would rather do that than pee in the pool.
War 22 DGS on KMOX. Excited for the Rickwood game tonight, which we will be carrying on 96.3. Am I right about that?
I believe so.
Am I making that up?
I thought I heard that.
We okay. both have it. Yep.
So simulcasting KMOX and 96.3. Last night I did something I've never done. I have the MLB app, and there is nothing really on. So I watched a double-A game between the Trash Pandas and the Shuckers.
Nice.
Is that their real name?
Yeah.
The Trash Pandas.
Biloxi Shuckers and the... where are the Trash Pandas from?
They're
Oregon,
from... somewhere that shoots off rockets.
Yeah.
Are they a real team
is it
or
Houston?
A joke team?
Somewhere like that. No, it's a real team.
Yeah.
It's
no, they're affiliate teams, yeah. Yeah. Trash Pandas, I think, are the Astros.
Could be.
Yeah. And the Shuckers, that might be the Brewers.
Minor leagues are great at being clever with names.
They've gotten so much better the last 20 years because they know that's what sells.
It looked so awesome.
Yeah.
It just looked great. I mean, the baseball was really good.
It is.
Really good.
Yeah. To the naked eye, if you're there, it doesn't look a whole lot different.
Just kids running around up and down these hills and
Well, the experience is a lot different. Right? But I mean, if you're looking at a double A, triple A game, I mean, physically those guys are major leaguers. The differences are going to be very small. You know, so they just asked as a guy that got sent down on another team this year, but he was talking about being sent to AAA, and he's been great at AAA. He's hit like .320 and hit for power, but he was hitting .090 in the major leagues when they sent him down. And he's just like, man, the difference is unbelievable. You can't even understand the jump. He's like, because the pitchers in the major leagues, if they miss by an inch or two. And he goes, in AAA, if they miss, sometimes they miss right down the middle and you just smash it.
Could the Trash Pandas beat the top college baseball team?
Oh, yeah. Those teams, at that level, you could take the all-stars from the take the 25 best college players in the country. That's a double-A team.
Really?
Yeah.
And what are the chances, you probably have it at the top tip of your tongue, of a double-A guy making it to the show?
I mean, it's probably 10% at best.
Wow.
maybe less than that. Like, I guess, you know, there'll be maybe a little higher percentage that will actually get there and then never get back
and
or whatever.
Those guys, did the minor leagues recently organize or did they just get better deals?
They reorganized everything.
No, I mean, like, did they organize as in like in a union?
They're part of the union now.
Yes, the minor league players are now a part of the Major League Baseball Players
That's
Association.
Helpful.
Yeah, well, the whole thing has changed in a good way. I mean, we talked about it, I think, maybe a couple years ago while this was all going on. I mean, it was what they were doing. These guys were working for like $3 an hour. Like, that's what it would add up to if you took the number of hours required to be a baseball player and divided it by what they got paid, or divided what they got paid by those hours. It was insane. It's better now. Teams are now taking care of housing. Because think about like all of the things that used to have to happen, right? You'd be a young player. You're at A-ball. You're in Peoria for the Cardinals, and you get called up to go to Double-A Springfield. So you have a lease there on an apartment that you have to get out of. And you've got to be in Springfield the next day because they're not going to wait for you to take care of all that business. And you're probably on a lease with four or five other teammates. Mm-hmm. So you got to sort all of that stuff. I mean, now they're fixing all that. Like, the teams are controlling the housing now, which is, it never made sense to me that they didn't.
Why wouldn't you invest in
that? Why wouldn't these owners just buy like five big ass houses in each of these minor league towns and then the players all live in those? I mean, like, it just never made any sense to me, but they're doing a better job of it now.
Especially because the younger players are a future investment.
Yes.
Why would you not want to make it easier for them?
Yeah, I mean, like, these were, and the crazy thing is you get to the lower levels, you've got six guys to a one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, yeah.
People sleeping on the floor, they're eating ramen
mattresses
and peanut butter
floor
and jelly
because
they can't afford food. Well, how are you supposed to develop as an elite athlete eating ramen and peanut butter and jelly? Like, you got to
ask Andrew.
It's like,
hold off the jelly.
None of it ever made any sense.
What is the Magic the Gathering diet?
Yeah. None of it ever made any sense except that it was a case of
cheeseburgers.
It was a case of if the richest people you can think of, the owners of sports teams, can save money anywhere, they will, even at the expense of their own future product, which is so stupid. You would think give your guys the best chance to
develop. Especially, they're always looking for an edge. If every other team is treating them like crap and you treat yours well, your guys are going to play
better. Well, what happened was there were a couple of teams that did that. I think that put a lot of pressure on the other teams. I think Toronto was one of them. They immediately like raised every minor league player's pay and they started covering food and things like that. And everybody else was kind of shamed into doing it.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
133 DGS on KMOX. So one more topic here about the Rickwood game tonight. What are you guys looking forward to baseball-wise? What are you looking for Rickwood-wise?
So I think a lot of it, for me, that just the history of Rickwood is going to be tied up, I think, in the honoring of Willie Mays, which is going to be really cool. You know, Ronge, do you remember, did you watch the All-Star game in Boston with Ted Williams coming out?
That was
and all
the McGuire home run
derby. Yeah. It was a 99, I think it was.
Yeah, and they brought him out in the golf cart.
And they brought him out, and, you know, he was sitting there in the golf cart, and all of the players went up to him. And that was cool in that way because it was like, okay, this is Ted's time. You know, he's been around a long time. Now, unfortunately, Willie's not going to be there, but I think it's going to be the same kind of celebration, which to me is really cool. And just knowing this, right? Like, name a great player that you can think of in the last 100 years, and most of them played at Rickwood. Babe Ruth played there. Satchel Paige, Josh Gibson, Oscar Charleston, Mickey Mantle. I mean, like, you name those older Hall of Fame guys. They've all played there, all of them.
And that's his hometown.
I know he grew up
Willie's
like a couple minutes from there.
So it's just, I am honestly more interested in everything else outside of the game. I mean, clearly I want the Cardinals to win, but it will be different in that respect, that everything that will go on before, during the game, I'm curious to see what they do while the game is going on. I'm sure there'll be interviews,
you know,
middle of the game interviews, that kind of thing. So I'm really interested to see how they, approach all of it.
No word on Arenado yet?
No, I think we'll probably know. The lineups will come out probably, an hour, 45 minutes or an hour.
2:30.
We'll see. He's day to day right now. They did the x-rays, so no broken bone or anything, which is good. But you get hit in that part of the elbow, it can be tough to throw for a couple days. So we'll see. Maybe he can DH. You know, I'm sure all of the guys of note, all of the guys want to be in there for a cool game like this.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was thinking, we don't seem to have any new sports. I was thinking about this last night, like how old Rick Wood is, how old baseball is. Football, hockey, soccer are all over 100 years each. What's the latest? And no one say pickleball.
We're all of them.
Yeah, don't even.
We're all like pickleball, Dave.
You could taste it on the wind. Yeah. You were like, here it comes.
But you know what? You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Now, you know, honestly, the biggest new thing is esports.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest sport that is what we would, it's not some hybrid, because look, pickleball is a hybrid of other sports. I mean, it's roots in tennis and ping pong, and that's fine. But yeah, I think it's hard to invent stuff like that people are going to just jump on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how is esports doing in terms of growth? Because people do it at home, but in terms of like the World Series type events, I don't know what they call
it. Man, I hate to tell you, people don't do it at home. There are enormous,
arenas that are built
specifically with now and I know, esports in mind.
So I know there are a lot of colleges that have programs and scholarships for it, but I'm wondering what the growth has been in the last 5 years.
So here you go. The global esports market. So this is, and that's the thing about esports, though, is definitely not nation-based or state. It's a global game. People all around the world are playing against each other. So globally, 2019, it generated $957 million in revenue. 2024 is $1.64 billion.
Okay.
So thinking of it this way, like the NHL is $6 billion, $7 billion, something like that a year. So it's not that level. It's obviously much lower level than that, but it's gaining.
How are they making money?
Sponsorships.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sponsorships, ads. People, ads.
So people watch people play games.
Yeah. I know that's absolutely. Yeah.
I know, but.
Yeah. And a lot of the teams are, privately owned. So, like, you'll join a privately owned Team Wheeler or whatever.
It's kind of like race cars.
Team Wheeler. But there's also, to a certain extent, but there are also some games in particular, like.
Is that your dream? I'm being serious. Like,
no.
Would that wouldn't be your dream?
No. I play video games on like easy mode. I like to relax and it's escapism. You know what I mean? It's not too much of a, I can't get
I've
too
seen,
intense
I've
with
seen
it.
Your house in Animal Crossing. I think you have a chance.
Yeah.
He lives in a beautiful place.
When you think about it too, though, like
wooded?
There is almost, there's almost, I mean, the cost of running a team has to be minuscule. Right, I mean, you have controllers, you have game systems. Now they build these stadiums for things, but building an esports stadium is not like building a baseball stadium or a hockey arena. It's not that. It's a big, picture like Ballpark Village and what you can see in there. It's more like that than it is an actual stadium. And they're not athletes training for 15 years. They're training in their homes on their own video game
systems. And we mentioned the race car, to be on a race team or something.
Yeah.
To own and operate and maintain a Formula One car or a NASCAR, that's really expensive. So it's very, very different. It must be cheaper. Do I have this wrong? Isn't Maryville University, don't they have a pretty big esports program?
Yep.
Yeah, they were going to try to build an esports arena right at 141 and 40, and that got voted down by the residents.
That's right.
Boo, residents.
That. Yep.
Boo.
They said the esports people wouldn't, quote, fit in with their community.
First of all, they live in your community, you idiots. It's your kids. They're college kids, man.
Oh,
not to mention the fact
that,
like,
that bad element showing up.
Maybe they voted it down because they wanted public money, which is one thing. That's fine. You know, if you don't want to put it up with public money, that's fine.
Some of it, because it was a multiple thousands, like 2,000, 3,000. Well, I don't know how many thousands, but they were afraid too, and I know that area where it's kind of like the industrial park, they were afraid that the infrastructure couldn't hold an esports arena with that many people in that area.
No, they were afraid that those kids were going to bring Mountain Dew and Doritos into their neighborhoods.
Yeah, too many energy drinks.
Steal all the ladies.
Yeah.
As long as there are no lights and there's no outdoor gaming.
I mean, like an esports arena would fit in a movie theater. Like, it's not that big. Like, you know, I mean, it's not 2,000 seats is not what, like,
it's a small theater.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that crazy.
So, Rach is our resident newest athlete. You're making progress.
I am. It's almost like when you practice at something, you get better. So it's a comforting fact. No, I'm getting a little better at tennis. It feels good.
Good.
Having a good week.
What can you do now that you didn't do well at the very beginning?
I'm just generally like following through more. The wrist,
continuing this volley more often.
It's like learning the dance. Like I'm learning the dance, kind of like how your body should be flowing. I probably sound so stupid to Chris and Amy who actually play tennis.
Look at this idiot.
Yeah, what does she know?
It sounds like you're making it up because you're I'm getting so much better at I got the racket and I'm wearing the shoes. And, I'm just like
I hit the ball a couple of times.
I'm killing
exciting.
It. I'm killing it.
Are you drawn at all to pickleball now that you played the?
No, not really.
Because you hate them, right? Because they're taking up your space?
I don't hate them. I do get annoyed whenever they're on the tennis course. It's like, get out of here.
But I don't hate them. I just want them to leave.
I will say it's a little... I don't
almost
like
as bad as esports kids.
I don't like the sound of the pickleball courts. Just the like... It's quite annoying.
It is annoying.
And I've been getting up at 5 to go play just because it's so hot and I don't like to be there when there's a ton of people there. The pickleballers are... out in full force super early in the morning. I mean, they take it seriously. So respect, but
there was just a story.
Not my thing.
There was a story about that recently. A neighborhood was having trouble with the pickleball ball
courts. They went on a hunger strike.
Because of the stupid sound that it makes.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
Are you more mad at them or at the DMV?
Definitely more mad at the DMV.
Uh-oh.
So my plates are expiring at the end of the month. And I just went through this whole thing last year where my plates were expired. I got a ticket. I had to go to virtual court. You guys remember when that happened? I had a good time there, actually. But I need to renew my plates, but they won't let me do it online because I need to get an emissions test.
Oh, the emissions test, yeah.
But then it's like everybody's so helpful. Like I called the place I went to last year and the phone rang forever. And then when they finally picked up, I'm like, hi, I want to get an admission. So they're like, we're booked through July. I'm like, okay, you don't have to yell at me about it. It's so rude. I just want, why is it, Dave, you say this all the time, but it's like, just let me give you my money. Why do I have to jump through so many hoops to give you my money?
I get it if I'm trying to take your money and you're trying to make it difficult, but when I'm just trying to comply with your stupid-ass laws...
Why is it so hard?
And the emissions test, I learned this the hard way, is only good for a month. So if you get the emissions test but then don't find your way to a DMV within a month, you have to get another emissions test.
Yeah, it says it right there on the thing.
Mm.
It says it right there. Okay.
On the little card that gets
taken the sign of the DMV.
No, I'm just saying right there on the card it says you got to have a test within 30 days of the home.
Rachel, I think I have a solution for you.
Let's hear it.
Just don't do it.
No, I don't want to live like you. I'm sorry.
<Don't do it. laughs>
Wow.
Not in that respect.
She plays tennis now. She's respectable.
Which respect is it you'd like to live like him?
No, I don't want to be riding dirty all the time. I was doing it a year ago, and when I got pulled over, I was like, here we go. They finally caught me.
Andrew, how long have your plates been expired?
On whose car? My car or my wife's?
Whichever one you're driving.
I can answer this. If his plates were a child, they would be in first grade.
Oh.
Well, wife's car is 2019 and my car is 2020.
Whew.
So 5 and 4, respectively.
I've got a 5-year-old.
They remember life before the pandemic.
Yes.
You know, it's the one with the mouse traps in the back.
And that's why I didn't make it out there. You know, it was a crazy time in America's history.
Is it because you didn't want to go get the emissions test because you didn't want them to see the inside of the car?
No, I couldn't get the emissions test because I had the check engine light on, and the check engine light was going to cost a prohibitive amount of money to get fixed that I did not have. So I decided, what if I just didn't do it, and then nothing bad has happened?
I thought there was a way to reset that light.
There is, but I don't know any people shady enough to do that.
Yeah, but whatever setting it off will probably be figured out in the test, right?
Nope. That's how I did it before. I just stopped doing it. It was I had somebody who was willing to... Turn the light off for me.
I got my oil changed.
$20.
The light comes on when it's about time.
Yeah.
And the guy said, you know how to turn this off, right? Like the guy that changed my oil for me, because I don't do it myself. I'm not a man. So he was like, yeah, you do this. I'm like, oh, okay. It was from inside the car on the steering wheel going through the modes or the whatever.
I did that. I keep in my Jeep, I keep getting the sensor that says one of my tires is low, but it's really not. And I was at a Jiffy Lube or a Valvoline or something, and they aired up the tires. They said, okay, here's what you need to do. Push down on the brake. Now push down on the accelerator 4 times. And I'm like, you're dicking with me. It's like, you saw me coming. You know
He's
I don't know what I'm
with
doing.
You, yeah.
Now flap your ears.
He's going to be selling you blinker fluid at the end of it.
But it worked. Like, that's what needed to happen.
Yeah, there's a code and various. My car is a little more, it's older, so it's a little more complicated. You have to, like, go in through the wiring and hit something, and I don't know how to do that.
Your car's not that much older than your plates.
Oh, my car is like a 01.
Ooh.
My car's almost as old as I am.
Just killed a man. 151 DGS. What do we got coming up later today? We have Brad Young's going to talk about all things going on with the Supreme Court, Ten Commandments case, Ricky Horton, Stairway to Kevin. We have Jim Talent coming up at 4. Lots of stuff to talk about with Jim. Unfortunately, it's never fun stuff. I've got some fun facts here.
All right.
Most bizarre items smuggled through airport security in 2023. A gold bar in someone's booty.
What? Like a full one?
No.
You mean the booty or the...
Well, it was definitely a full booty with a gold bar in there.
Doesn't give the worth. Turtle disguised as a hamburger.
I'm sorry. What now?
That's great.
That's really cute. Yeah.
A burrito made of meth.
What? Well, who among us?
You gotta be... How high do you have to be to think this will work?
Dozens of tadpoles in someone's mouth.
Oh.
Are you carrying anything illegal?
I love that one.
Just a bunch of tadpoles fall out. Oh,
what's your name?
Yeah, they're going, no, not illegal.
A small primate in someone's underwear.
Oh!
Stop moving.
That seems like one of those things where you forget your guns in the bag, you know?
Yeah.
I forgot my
There's
monkey.
There's a monkey in my pants.
Was in my pants. Man.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mr. Dibbles. and a Mr. Potato Head made of drugs.
Huh. So
that's like the most normal one of any of them.
It's a Mr. Potato Head made of drugs. What does that even mean?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong people.
It's just a bag of drugs, but they put
hat. They put googly eyes
and a face on it. It's just like one of the bricks. It's like one of the bricks you'd see in Miami Vice, except they just put eyes and everything on it.
Bag of cocaine.
Yeah.
With angry eyes.
Little shoes.
Don't you think there should be some discretion on the part of TSA where they could say, that's really clever. You get to go with that. Yeah. Go ahead.
For sure.
Go ahead.
There's
like
no
teachers do with really clever answers that are wrong.
Yeah, what was wrong with the turtle in the first place?
The turtle's not going to hurt anybody.
You cannot do that with animals.
It's an unsanctioned animal.
It's animal trafficking. I'm not even being smart ass. That's what they do.
Traffic turtles?
Animals. They'll snap them up. Sorry, turtle. And then they like bring them in and then they sell them.
The old turtle is a hamburger
trick.
What
sort of profit can be in that?
Dude.
More than tadpoles.
Is it just
that?
Google it. It's a big problem.
Do you think it's just a bottom? Is it just a bottom bun, and then the shell is the top bun? You think? And they're just
it's two turtles.
What do you mean? This is my Chili's hamburger from across the airport.
One facing up, one facing down. The shells are both sides of the bun.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. Okay.
I just love. It's a big problem.
It's a problem.
I want to hear
into it.
Illicit wildlife trafficking is estimated to be a $7.8 billion a year.
And then he's going to hit you with the facts.
I'm just
telling you. Hey, just got to Google it.
Just because you didn't know doesn't mean it's not real.
I want to hear Josh Hawley on the Senate floor talking about this being a huge problem.
We've got turtles being
in.
He's like, would anyone like a bite of this hamburger? Well, it's not a hamburger.
It's a turtle.
It's a big problem.
Kind of a huge problem.
This is a really cute story. A Northern California family's pet donkey, I saw this video of this on TikTok, ran off 5 years ago and never came back. He got spooked on a hike, and they found him living with a herd of elk. The elk seem to have accepted him. He's even their leader and protector.
Donkey wrote
That's
this.
Great.
And they found him, and he just sort of looked at him and gave him one of these.
He's like, see you later. Aww. I'm happier
took
here.
Took off into the woods with his elk family.
This is my new family now. That's so
donkey
great.
Leader.
They admire him.
Can you imagine
they look
that?
Up to him.
You got like the herd of elk, and like the two big male elks are just fighting all the time. And like, you know what? Let's just follow the donkey.
Yeah. Finally, a 21-year-old trainer in England named Bailey something-something is gone viral because he's giving boxing lessons at retirement homes. They... Yes, Miss Mark's score. most of them do their boxing sitting in wheelchairs.
Oh.
He's not
like fighting them, are they?
He's just looking for wins.
He's, like,
he's just
me what you got.
He's chasing dubs. Is that what you're saying?
I win again.
No, he didn't even get out of the way.
Martha,
he just took it.
You suck.
Yeah.
No, I meant in a much darker way. Like, not that he's fighting them. He's not like training them to
like bump fights, that kind of thing. I get it. Either way, it's pretty dark.
That is dark. Damn. It's not as dark as turtle trafficking.
No.